Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. You can weigh in via the text line and also interact with our friend Wonder Twin. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, Mike Tomlin is the story. What should happen with Mike Tomlin? What will happen? I think we all know what will happen, or at least we have a pretty good idea. Jerry Dulac saying they're bringing him back. Now, plans can change, as Bob said, based on whatever changes they might force upon Mike, although I'm not convinced they will. He may change his mind, but let's be honest here. It's business as usual. I think that Art is simply afraid of what would happen if he decided to part ways with Mike Tomlin. I think he's afraid that they would turn into the Jets or the Browns. Either that, or he thinks this can still work, in which case he's just not seeing clearly at all. I mean, at some point, it just becomes obvious. And if the other night wasn't that, man, I'd hate to see what was. 412-928-9370, our six-pack, brought to you by Bet365. Let's go to the phone lines, oh limitless wonder.
Let's start with Adrian in the Berg.
Hey, Adrian.
Good afternoon. I mean, good morning, fellas. Starkey, this is without a doubt your greatest show of all time.
He came out firing.
The greatest moment ever. Like, ever, ever, ever. I got a message for Steelers Nation, Mike Tomlin, and then address Bob here. My message to the Steelers Nation is, if you want change, stop going to the games. When those seats are empty, the Roonies will make a change. Stop going to the games. I stopped in 2019. It's been stagnant. The older coaches, and Sean Payton, both, are outdated. Sean Payton did the same thing. Run, incomplete pass, punt. Run, incomplete pass, punt. It's his philosophy. You guys ran Kenny Pickett out of town. You guys blamed the everybody.
Ran Kenny Pickett out of town.
Kenny Pickett stinks. It was never him. How can any quarterback succeed? It's the same thing. It's run, pass, incomplete, punt. It's Mike Tomlin's philosophy. It's him. He needs to be fired. My message to Mike Tomlin, please, I beg you, as a longtime Steeler fan born into this in 1976, you're holding us hostage. Just go away, please. We definitely need to trade them. And it's not the players. It don't matter if we.
All right, now I'm jumping in. Now I will jump in. I led the show saying fire Tomlin. I am not letting the players off the hook, especially on that great defense. T.J. Watt has one sack in four playoff games. Cam Hayward is 1-9 in playoff games with one sack. Minka Fitzpatrick has no interceptions in four playoff games, okay? Some of the blame absolutely goes to those defensive stars, as uncomfortable as it is to say, because we all love T.J. and Cam, same way we all loved Andrew McCutchen and Neil Walker, but had to point out that in the biggest games, they didn't get it done. But go ahead. Finish up with whatever you have to say to Bob, I guess.
I agree with you, Starkey. The defensive players need blame, but I'm just basically talking offensive players. Because the whole remedy of this whole roster and the season is simply just throw the ball. And, Bob, my last point on you. Why are you so afraid to just say fire the guy? You're beating around the bush. Starkey's asked you four or five different ways to ask you.
I've said.
Just come out and be a man and say it.
It has nothing to do with that. First of all, what you need to understand is that, like Joe, I have a lot of respect for Mike and what he's been able to do. I do. I've seen up close from what he does with players. I get all of that. But I said last year that I wouldn't have re-signed him, okay? So that was my take then, and I believe it was the right take now if they had done it. They would have been in a situation to just clear everything out and figure out what they wanted to do. But I deal with a lot of people that I look at and see what they do. I don't make these decisions. So for me to say fire everyone, like we get calls after every show for the last 5 years, fire everyone, trade everyone. I mean, that's just that is a fan take. I get it. My take is I last year would have not extended him. That's as clear as I could be about how I felt about the performance that was going on from the coaching staff in general and their team in particular, that I would not have extended him. I would have played this out for 1 year and see where it led me. That's all I said.
Next.
Now, they made a decision to go and sign him for 3 years, so that's their decision.
Not only sign him, he's the fifth highest paid coach in American sports, and he never has a team that's competitive in a playoff game.
And the bottom line is a head coach is to win. It's a results-based business.
Well, how about if we just set the bar at
being... He has not done the job he is being paid to do.
How about we just set the bar at being competitive? That's a pretty low bar. They aren't even competitive in playoff games.
Against really good teams, no. And that's been the thing, if you look over the past several years against the best teams, that's where they fall very short, way short. You could beat up on a lot of guys like they did, teams you're supposed to beat, and they did. They got off to a 10-3 start, which was everyone was saying a different story. There was talk of him being coach of the year, all this stuff. I always prefer to wait till the end of the year to make decisions, and I would have last year done that. No extension. Play it out and see where it takes us.
Next.
Let's go to Rob in North Huntington.
Hey, Rob.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Yeah. I think you're delusional about Tomlin going. Do you think Tomlin made the plays? Do you think we have a quarterback who could even make the plays in a playoff? This guy's more or less retired. He came from Seattle. Why is he not in Seattle anymore? He went to Denver. He's a joke there as well.
Who brought him in? Who brought him in? Who brought him in?
Who else were you going to
bring Tomlin.
In? You have a winning season.
Oh, he also had Ben. He had Ben also in 17, 18, 20, 21. They couldn't win with Ben either at the end.
They won with Ben in the beginning, though. When he
the beginning was great.
We need, like a Joe Nix, for example, or Lamar. These are not top 10 quarterbacks.
Tomlin drafted Kenny Pickett. That was Tomlin's guy. Tomlin drafted Kenny Pickett.
He was a joke.
Right.
It was a joke.
So who are you blaming for it?
You're blaming the general manager.
Oh, the general manager, Kevin Colbert was an outgoing general manager. So you and all your delusion think that Kevin Colbert picked Kenny Pickett and said, here, Mike, on my way out, here's your franchise quarterback for the next 15 years. Tomlin handpicked. He handpicked Kenny Pickett.
Or last year, who would you pick? As far as quarterback goes in the draft at your position 20.
Now you're taking us away from the main point here, which is you seem to be absolving Tomlin.
Tomlin's not at blame for coaching the talent pool that he has.
He has power over the draft as well.
Yeah, I agree with Joe here. I think you're in a situation where he does have say in what goes on and who he was the guy who was, and I think obviously, too, guys like T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward had a lot in trying to push Russell Wilson on this team.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin was the number one reason Kenny Pickett was here. Mike Tomlin said so when he drafted him. He thought he was the guy, and he was very confident about what would happen. Did I see a breakup 2 years later? No, I didn't, and I don't know what happened with that relationship, but it went sour real quick. But I also blame Kenny Pickett for that. He could have just said, Mason Rudolph's doing well. I'm going to just do whatever I have to do to help him and help the team. Instead, he got upset with it, and it led to this divorce that they had there. So, yeah, Mike has a lot of say in a lot what goes on. So But players are also part of this. They're not playing at a level that should be playing. But I also wonder how much of the young players, you know, the development of those players. I looked at Broderick Jones, and after 2 years, I've scratched my head now what I think of him, what I thought of him, what I do think of him now.
Man, I was watching Kalijah Kancey last night.
There are a lot of guys who...
And I said at the time that I think it's time to fortify this defensive line. I can find offensive linemen. I can't just find game records on the defensive line.
What are you going to need in this offseason, too? More defensive
line? Where would you like to start?
But I'm just saying, I thought that position was something you wouldn't have to draft high, but you may have to do that again. You need wide receivers. You need a lot of things because most of the guys that they brought in are not doing what they were drafted to do.
The people, we had Peter King on last year, and one of his points was, you know, he overcomes these rosters, you know? And my point to Peter was, he has incredible powers to help form those rosters, you know? Well, he overcomes, like this guy, shoddy quarterback play. He picked the quarterbacks. There's nowhere else to turn. There's nowhere else to look. And probably what should have happened is it should have been that Tomlin's fate was connected to Kenny Pickett and Matt Canada, the two guys that he handpicked to bring the Steelers into a new era. And instead, he failed on both of those. And what did Art do? Extended him by another year than he normally does. Maybe the conversation starts with Art today and not Mike Tomlin. Maybe it starts with him. Like, what are we doing? I think Art probably likes the fact that people around the NFL speak so highly of and the Steelers and how they're there every
year.
Starting
to change.
The non-losing streak. It is. And it's about time that it does. But you still find tons of people. Yeah. Say, Rex Ryan. Do we have Rex Ryan? Why don't we play him at the top of the hour limits? Let's do that. He's one defending Tomlin on some of the same points that our friend there just made. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Why don't we talk about that coming up next? And then we will get into some of the other people culpable here, including the players, notably the players, people like Minka, people like T.J. Watt, who was quite frankly invisible the other night. Sorry to say it, but he was. And then we can talk about the league at large, some really interesting developments going on with, I think, what might be the most spectacular quarterback matchup maybe ever. I mean, there have been better quarterbacks perhaps match up in a playoff game, but two more spectacular ones than Lamar and Josh Allen. Let's talk about that. But up next, Mike Tomlin, the story of the hour, the story of the day. Jerry Dulac reporting the Steelers will bring him back, at least plan to. Things can change. Remember the Ben saga from a few years back, how that went back and forth, depending on how certain people take things. You want to strip somebody of their powers. My point again would be, if you were just going to strip Mike Tomlin of all his powers, then why would you keep him?